I'm here with new head coach for the Scott City Lady Beaver volleyball program, and Lauren Robinson. And Lauren, congratulations first and foremost getting the job there and being an alum for Scott City. This has got to be pretty exciting for you.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back in my hometown and excited to take over my first head coaching position. And I've coached here for a lot of years and I bleed blue, and I'm excited to take it to the next level. So,
did you feel like, you know, with Shelby stepping down last October, November there, did you feel like this is probably the right time to dip your toe into head coaching?
Absolutely. I don't feel like there's any time like the present. We were definitely sad to see Shelby go. We had a really good coaching staff that worked really well together. And I understand she had other obligations she wanted to tend to. But yeah, it was time. I've been an assistant coach I've coached basketball for 9 years now. So it was time to challenge myself a little bit. So I was glad that the opportunity presented itself.
Now, you kind of worked your way up. You were eighth grade volleyball coach for a couple years and on C team JV and now being head coach. You've kind of followed this soon-to-be senior class here along the way. And how much of that does that help maybe with trying to understand each other?
It's super important. We have a very good relationship built. Marcy Patton and I have coached these girls since they were even at the rec program when I was the rec director. So it was even before eighth grade that we've been working with them on their volleyball skills. So I'm excited that we've developed those relationships, those connections. We have those connections on the court, off the court, which I think is also important. But they're a great group of girls, and I'm excited to work with them next fall. So
you have a pretty good group of seniors that you're going to be helping lead there for one final run there. Six seniors, I believe you told me here before, and how big is that? That not only the third varsity experience, but also with you and helping out maybe the communication first time around.
It's huge. They're a great group of girls. They're six girls that work together really, really well. They're not about me. They're about we, and I think that mindset is going to benefit us and the entire team. I think they'll be leaders for our incoming freshman class that I think should be pretty good size. And I couldn't be more excited to have those six girls take me into my first year of coaching. So,
and you, of course, with the volleyball experience, the background that you do have here, of course, playing in Scott City, are there some maybe different things that you maybe like to implement and maybe install as you go through this season and maybe kind of make it your own niche?
Absolutely. I mean, there are things that Shelby did very well that we will keep and continue to roll with. But there are some things that I've been talking to some other coaches on, some other programs, just to, you know, build team unity and, you know, just implement a different kind of offense. We're looking at going to some coaching clinics this spring, just to kind of put our own spin on it a little bit, but still kind of integrate the old with the new. So
with summer coming up here, it's going to be, you know, different maybe a little bit from last year even, or even a couple of years ago. Are there some things that you're maybe looking to do here as you go into the spring and summer?
Absolutely. We're looking to put together at least a tournament, a summer tournament here in Scott City, if not a summer league. We have the beautiful facility to be able to host that, and we want to bring as many people into Scott City as we can to support our businesses and our community. Coach Felker and I, the head girls basketball coach, have been talking, and we're going to work together as much as we can this summer to get those girls as involved and unite them as we can. So I'm really looking forward to this spring and this summer. Lots of planning this spring, and hopefully we'll put it all into play this summer.